Hello?
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer. Can you hear me just fine?
Yes.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. We are a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaigns. We would just like to go ahead and complete a survey. Just to start with, in what language would you prefer to conduct this interview? Would that be Spanish or English?
English.
Thank you. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, or an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on a volunteer or political campaign?
No.
Thank you. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in the non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how would you vote in the non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I am definitely going to vote.
I appreciate it. Which of the political parties are you registered with, Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
Thank you. What is the main racial background? What is your main racial background? Is it African American, Black, Asian, Asian American, White, Hispanic?
White.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, or over 65?
46 and 55.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Generally speaking, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going to the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
Off the wrong track.
From the following list, what is the one thing local elected official in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? I will give you a list. Please tell me which one of these should be the first one. Quality of life, like growth and overdevelopment, housing and property insurance costs, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, corruption in local government, traffic and congestion, or crime and neighborhood safety?
None of those. Illegal immigrants.
Okay. Thank you. Although it is a non-partisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describe how would you likely to vote between the Democratic Party and the Republican candidate? Would you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate? Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the Republican candidate. Or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
I will definitely vote Republican.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Let's move on. I am now going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each of these people? If you have no opinion or have never heard of each of this person, just say so. Have you ever heard of Raquel Regalado?
Favorable.
Okay, will that be very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about Richard Prashnick?
No opinion.
Okay. What about Cindy Lerner?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you.
Actually, I'll change it to very, I'll say very unfavorable on that one, if that's an option.
Yeah, of course. You said very unfavorable?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. Thank you. You will now be asked a few short questions on the August primary election for Miami-Dade County, mayor and county commissions. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Options are Daniela Levin Cava, Alexander Otoala, Manny Seed.
What? Who was the last one?
Manny Seed, C-I-D.
Whoever the Republican is.
Okay, let me just take notes.
I know it's not Levin Cava because she's a Democrat. So whoever the Republican is, that's who I'm voting for.
All right. On this one, it does not specify who is the Republican. We just give us the option.
Then I'll go with the second one and assume that that's the Republican.
Okay. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Alexander Otoala?
Probably. I have to do some research.
Okay. Now, if the primary election for the Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Options are Raquel Regalado, Richard Prashnik, and Cindy Lerner.
Regalado.
Thank you. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Raquel Regalado?
Probably.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Generally speaking, do you think that Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in the county government?
No opinion. I don't know.
Okay. On a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levin Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal will borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks, and infrastructure improvements and the environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
It would be no against it or probably?
No
would
against
that,
it.
Okay, would that be definitely or probably?
Definitely no.
Okay, thank you. I am now going to read you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each, please indicate if that makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each will make no difference, just say so.
First, it will be make no difference. I will not be voting for Cindy Lerner.
All right. If you please just allow me to, okay. I respect your opinion and I thank you for that. But if you please just allow me to go over the statement. Thank you.
Sure.
Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing, influence peddling. Will that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Alrighty. Second statement. Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune developing and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood and mayor of Pinecrest. Lerner tried to annex land west US 1 in incorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. As a mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abused towards residents in a town hall meeting, repeatedly yelling, bagging her first, cursing at and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media who say she does not have the temperament to hold elected office. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you.
As I will a mayor, not be voting for her no matter what.
Alrighty. As a mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and business, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. Would your answer be the same as the previous one?
Yes, ma'am. No difference.
No difference. Cindy Lerner is running for county commissions to fight for honest, ethical local government, to take meaningful action on sea level rise and flooding, and to be the voice for the residents of the district, not developers, lovers, and corporate polluters. Same answer as the previous one?
Yeah, no different. I'm not voting for her anyway.
Alrighty, the last statement on this one. While Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected positions to reduce the property values of many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. We're almost there. Now, I'm going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if that makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for the Miami-Dade County Commission. If each will make no difference, just say so. First statement, Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 re-election. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or no difference.
Much more likely.
Thank you. Raquel Regalado believes that the key to success, to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parks for the underline, and rideshare options. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no different?
No different.
Okay. Currently, several Cuban Americans elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no different?
No different.
Okay. As the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism decal safety program with police, and founded job training programs and support for a parent's caretakers of residents on the autism spectrum. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Alrighty. Raquel Regalado served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for 2 terms. Now, as the only former school board member to ever serve on the county commission, Regalado has focused on educational inactivities like financial literacy for applicants of affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Alrighty. As your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resiliency, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Alrighty. Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes and homeowners, enacted protections for renters, and increased the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no different.
No different.
Thank you. Two more to go. Since Raquel Regalado has been out of the County Commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live in a long-time residence, including seniors and fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no different.
No different.
Thank you so much. As an elected official, Raquel Regalado focused on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems. Whether it is fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no different.
No different.
Alrighty, thank you. Moving on. Before I move on, we're almost done with the survey, but I just want to take the time and appreciate the patience in helping me with this poll today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, taking into account everything you just heard in the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission, if the primary election for the Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, among with the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Richard Prashnik, Cindy Lerner.
Regalado.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Raquel Regalado?
Probably.
Thank you. Prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok?
No, ma'am.
Okay. The following are a list of websites, online newspaper, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Please indicate if you follow this content regularly, follow this content but not regularly, or do not follow this content at all.
Not at all. Sorry. I'm probably going to get through them.
Oh, no, it's okay. So the first website or newspaper is the AM Talk or New Radio. Do you follow that?
No, not at all.
No? Okay. Okay, thank you. What about Only in Date?
Yes.
Okay. You follow it, like, regularly or not regularly?
Not regularly.
Okay. FM Radio?
Somewhat regularly.
All right, regularly. Okay. Mm-hmm. Local political blogs?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Miami's community news?
Not at all.
Okay. Keith Biscayne Independent?
Not at all.
Okay. Local newspaper like the Miami Herald Old or El Nuevo Herald?
Not at all.
I appreciate it. I am now going to ask a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would that be somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very, very, very conservative.
Very, very. Okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate or 2 years degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate degree.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, these were all the questions that I had for you tonight. I thank you so much for helping me out. I really appreciate it, and I really hope you have a good night.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.